So this is a recording of the end of the play, scenes 10 and 11.
He's really amazing. After such an attack.
The heart is a muscle. Muscles can recover sometimes.
I still can't understand how they let him out of the hospital so soon.
He has a well of iron, but it may be just as well for him here.
He wants to die here.
No one can know. He can live a long time.
Thanks. I haven't drunk cocoa in years.
I find it soothes the nerves.
He wants to be here so we can have a talk. That's what it is. How stupid it all is. You keep putting everything off like you're gonna live 1,000 years. But we're like those little flies. Born in the morning, fly around for a day till it gets dark, and bye-bye.
Well, it takes time to learn things.
There's nothing I know now that I didn't know 20 years ago. I just didn't say it. Help me. I want to go to him.
Wait till Harry says it's all right.
Sylvia, please, let the doctor decide.
I hope you're not blaming yourself.
It could happen to anybody. Our father, for instance, laid down for his nap one afternoon and never woke up. Remember?
He was the same way all his life, never wanted to trouble anybody. And just the day before, he went and bought a new bathing suit and an enamel holder for his cigar.
She's right. You mustn't stop blaming yourself.
What's the difference? The trouble, you see, was that Philip always thought he was supposed to be the Rock of Gibraltar. Like nothing could ever bother him, supposedly. But I knew a couple of months after we got married that he was making it all up. In fact, I thought I was stronger than him. But what can you do? You swallow it and make believe you're weaker. After a while, you can't find a true word to put in your mouth, and now I end up useless to him just when he needs me.
I'm making a gorgeous pot roast. Can I bring some over?
Thanks, Flora's gonna cook something.
I'll call you later. Just try to rest. I refuse to believe that you're blaming yourself for this. How can people stop saying what they know? There wouldn't be 2 marriages left in Brooklyn. It's ridiculous. You're the best wife he could have had. Better!
I worked in the pediatric ward for a couple of years. And sometimes we'd have 30 or 40 babies in there at the same time, a day or two old, and they've already got a personality. This one lays there, stiff as a money, a regular banker. The next one is throwing himself all over the place, happy as a young horse, and the next one is Miss Dreary, already worried about her hemline drooping. And how could it be otherwise? Each one has 20,000 years of the human race backed up behind him, and you expect to change him?
So what does that mean? How do you live?
You draw your cards face down. You turn them over and do your best with the hand you got. What else is there, my dear? What else can there be?
Wishing, I guess, that it had been otherwise. I want to go to him.
Wait. I'll ask Harry if it's all right. Wait. Okay? I'll be right back.
Tell you again, Philip, you belong in the hospital.
Please, don't argue about it anymore. I couldn't stand it there. It smells like a zoo. And to lay in a bed where some stranger died, I hate it. If I'm going out, I'll go from here. And I don't want to leave Sylvia.
I'm trying to help you. And I'm going to go on trying if it kills the both of us.
I appreciate that. I mean it. You're a good man.
You're lucky I know that. The nurse should be here around 6.
I'm wondering if I need her. I think the pain is practically gone.
I want her here overnight.
I want to tell you something. When I collapsed, it was like an explosion went off in my head, like a tremendous white light. It sounds funny, but I felt a happiness. That funny. Like suddenly had something to tell her that would change everything, and we would go back to how it was when we started out together. I couldn't wait to tell it to her. Now, I can't remember what it was. God, I always thought that there would be time to get to the bottom of myself.
You might have years nobody can predict.
It's unbelievable. The first time since I was 20 I don't have a job. I just can't believe it.
You sure? Maybe you can clear it up with your boss when you go back.
How can I go back? He made a fool out of me. It's infuriating, I tell you. I never wanted to see it this way, but he goes sailing around on the ocean, and meanwhile, I'm foreclosing Brooklyn for them. That's what it boils down to. He got some lousy, rotten job to do, get Gelberg, send in the yid. Closed down a business, throw somebody out of his house, and now to accuse me.
Is this all news to you? That's a system, isn't it?
But to accuse me of double-crossing the company, that is absolutely unfair. It was like a hammer between the eyes. I mean, to me, Brooklyn Guarantee was... For God's sake, Brooklyn Guarantee was like...
You're getting too excited. Philip, I understand your son is coming back from the Philippines.
She showed you his telegram?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make it here by Monday. Or will I last till Monday?
You've got to start thinking about more positive things. Seriously. Your system needs a rest.
Who's that talking?
I asked Margaret to sit with your wife. They're in your son's bedroom.
Do you always take so much trouble?
I like Sylvia.
I know. I didn't think it was for my sake.
You're not so bad. Look, I have to get back to my
office. Please. If you have a few minutes, I'd appreciate it. Tell me. The thing she's so afraid of is me, isn't it?
Well, among other things.
It's me?
I think so. Partly.
How could she be frightened of me? I worship her. How could everything turn out to be the opposite? I made my son in this bed. Now I'm dying in it. My thoughts keep flying around. Everything from years ago keeps coming back like it was last week. Like the day we bought this bed. Abraham and Strauss. It was so sunny and beautiful. I took the whole day off. God, it's almost 25 years ago. Then we had a soda at Schraft's. Of course, they don't hire Jews, but the chocolate ice cream is the best. Then we went over to Orchard Street for bargains. Bought our first pots and sheets, blankets, pillowcases. The street was full of push carts and men with long beards like 100 years ago. It's funny, I felt so at home and happy there that day. A street full of Jews, one Moses after another. But they all turned to watch her go by, those fakers. She was a knockout. Sometimes, walking down the street, I couldn't believe I was married to her. Listen, you're an educated man. I only went to high school. I wish we could talk about Jews.
I never studied the history, if that's what you mean.
I don't know where I am.
You mean as a Jew?
Do you think about it much? I never, for instance, a Jew in love with horses is something I never heard of.
My grandfather in Odessa was a horse dealer.
You don't say. I wouldn't know you were Jewish, except for your name.
I have cousins up near Syracuse who are still in the business. They break horses. You know, they're Chinese Jews.
I heard of that. And they look Chinese.
They are Chinese. They probably say you don't look Jewish.
That's funny. Why is it so hard to be a Jew?
It's hard to be anything.
No, it's different for them. Being a Jew is a full-time job. Except you don't think about it much, do you? Like when you're on your horse, or...
It's not an obsession for me.
But how'd you come to marry a Shiksen?
We were thrown together when I was interning. We got very close and... Well, she was a good partner. She helped me. She still does. And I loved her.
A Jewish woman couldn't help you?
Sure. But it just didn't happen.
It wasn't so you wouldn't seem Jewish.
I never pretended I wasn't Jewish.
Look, don't be mad. I'm only trying to...
What are you driving at? I can't figure out this whole conversation.
Hyman, help me! I've never been so afraid in my life.
If you're alive, you're afraid. We're born afraid. A newborn baby is not the picture of confidence. But how you deal with fear, that's what counts. I don't think you dealt with it very well.
Why? How did I deal with it?
I think you tried to disappear into the Goyim.
Huh. You believe in God?
I'm a socialist. I think we're at the end of religion.
You mean everybody working for the government, huh?
It's the only future that makes any rational sense.
God forbid. But how can there be Jews if there's no God?
Oh, they'll find something to worship. The Christians will too. Maybe different brands of ketchup.
Boy, the things you come out with sometimes.
So someday we're all going to look like a bunch of monkeys running around trying to figure out a coconut.
She believes in you, Hyman. I want you to tell her. Tell her I'm going to change. She has no right to be so frightened of me or anything else. They will never destroy us. When the last Jew dies, the light of the world will go out. She has to understand that. Those Germans are shooting at the sun.
Be quiet.
I want my wife back. I want her back before something happens. I feel like there's nothing inside me. I feel empty. I want her back.
Philip, what can I do about that?
Never mind. The Jew started coming around in those boots like some kind of horseback rider.
What the hell are you talking
about?
Since
you come around here, she looks down at me like a miserable piece of shit.
Philip.
Don't Philip me. Just stop it.
Don't scream at me, Philip. You know how to get your wife back. Don't tell me there's any mystery to that.
She actually told you that I...
It came out while we were talking. It was bound to, sooner or later, wasn't it?
I worshipped her. I never told this to anyone, but... Years ago, when I used to make love to her, I would almost feel like a small baby on top of her. Like she was giving me birth. That's some idea, huh? Bed next to me, she was like a marble god. I worshipped her, Hyman, from the day I laid eyes on her.
I'm sorry for you.
How could she be so afraid of me? Tell me the truth.
I don't know. Maybe, for one thing, these remarks you're always making about Jews.
What remarks?
Like not wanting to be mistaken for Goldberg.
So I'm a Nazi? Is Gelberg Goldberg? It's not, is it?
No, but continually making the point is kind of...
Kind of what? What is it kind of? Why don't you say the truth?
All right, you want the truth, do you? Look in the mirror sometime.
In the mirror?
You hate yourself. That's what's scaring her to death. That's my opinion. How's it possible? I don't know. But I think you helped paralyze her with this Jew coming out of your mouth the same time she reads it in the paper. It's coming out of the radio day and night. You wanted to know what I think. That's exactly what I think.
But there are some days I feel like going and sitting in the shul with the old men and putting the tallis over my head and be a full-time Jew the rest of my life. With the sidelocks and the black hat and settle it once and for all. And other times, yes, I could almost kill them. They infuriate me. I am ashamed of them and that I look like them. Why must we be different? Why is it? What's it for?
And supposing it turns out we're not different. Who are you going to blame then?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about all this grinding and screaming that's going on inside you. You're wearing yourself out for nothing, Philip. Absolutely nothing. I'll tell you a secret. I have all kinds coming into my office, and there's not one of them, one way or another, is not persecuted. Yes, everybody's persecuted. The poor by the rich. The rich by the poor. The black by the white. The white by the black. The men by the women. The women by the men. The Catholics by the Protestants. The Protestants by the Catholics. And of course, all of them by the Jews.
Everybody's persecuted.
Sometimes I wonder, maybe that's what holds this country together. And what's really amazing is that you can't find anybody who's persecuting anybody else.
So you mean there's no Hitler?
Hitler? Hitler's the perfect example of the persecuted man. I've heard him. He kvetches like an elephant was standing on his pecker. They've turned that whole beautiful country into one gigantic kvetch. Oh, the nurse will be here soon.
So what's the solution?
See, I don't see any except the mirror. But I mean, nobody's going to look at himself and ask, what am I doing? You might as well ask him to take a seat in the hottest part of hell. Forgive her Philip is all I really know to tell you. But that's the easy part. I speak from experience.
What's the hard part?
To forgive yourself, I guess. And the Jews. And while you're at it, why not throw in the goyim? Best thing for the heart, you know.
No, we're slightly over time. We'll just stay and listen again.
I'll leave you now, Sylvia.
Thanks for sitting with me.
Thank you, Mrs. Hyman.
I think your color's coming back a little.
Well, I've been running around the block.
Oh, I always knew there was a sense of humor somewhere inside that black suit.
Yes, well, I finally got the joke.
I'll try to look out on you both tomorrow. Goodbye.
You all right in that room?
It's better this way. We'll both get more rest. You all right?
I want to apologize.
I'm not blaming you, Philip. The years I wasted, I know I threw away myself. I think I always knew I was doing it, but I couldn't stop.
If only you could believe I never meant you harm.
I believe you, but I have to tell you something. When I said not to sleep with me...
I know.
You don't know. I'm trying to tell you something. For some reason, I keep thinking of how I used to be. Remember my parents' house, how full of love it always was? Nobody was ever afraid of anything. But with us, Philip, wherever I looked, there was something to be suspicious about. Somebody was going to take advantage of us, or God knows what. I have been tiptoeing around my life for 25 years, and I'm not going to pretend. I hate it all now. Everything I did is stupid and ridiculous. I can't find myself in my life, or in this now, this thing that can't even walk. I am not this thing, and it has me. It has me, and it will never let me go.
Shh. Now, I understand. I wasn't telling you the truth. I always tried to seem otherwise, but I've been more afraid than I looked.
Afraid of what?
Everything. Of Germany, Mr. Case, what could happen to us here? I think I was more afraid than you are, 100 times more. And meantime, there are Chinese Jews, for God's sake.
What do you mean?
They're Chinese. And here I spend a lifetime looking in the mirror at my face. Why we're different, I will never understand. But to live so afraid, I don't want that anymore. I tell you, if I live, I have to try to change myself. Sylvia, my darling Sylvia. I'm asking you not to blame me anymore. I feel I did this to you. That's the knife in my heart. God Almighty, Sylvia, forgive me.
Wait, there's nothing to blame. I'm all right, look, I'm all right. There's nothing to blame. Look, I'm standing. I'm standing up. Wait, Philip!
And curtains down.